station.
Hello, Beef?
Hello!
Hi, Beef, how are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
I'm Dino from Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
Good.
Where are you calling from?
From UK.
Oh, UK. How's the weather there?
Nice. Cold, but nice and sunny, but cold.
Oh, perfect, perfect. Well, Beef, congratulations for your new album, Carpe Diem. How do you feel about it?
It's great. Looking forward to it and see what people think to it. A lot of journalists have heard it. They think it's brilliant. So we'll see what the people think.
Wow. Well, in my opinion, Carpe Diem is a solid album with excellent guitar riffs and great classic heavy metal melodies. Honestly, Beef,
yeah.
I think this album is better than Thunderbolt. What is your opinion about this record, Beef?
I think it's a special album. You know, coming out of the pandemic, you know, we had a lot of struggled a bit to make the album.
Mm-hmm.
To make it through the pandemic. So yeah, I think it's a special album. I think it has a very positive feel. It's a very energetic album. A lot of energy in the album.
You created a song fix for the COVID. Remember the Fallen. What can you tell me about it?
Well, I wanted to run the song. I didn't know if I was going to do it. I wrote the song very late on the album. It was my last song that I wrote, and I was like, somebody should write a song about the people, for the people that died, to remember them. And I thought I'd write a song, about people. People lost a lot of friends or family, and a lot of doctors and nurses and frontline people died early on in the pandemic. When they didn't know what was happening. So the song's about them, really.
Okay. How was the creative process of this record?
Pretty similar to what it was. I mean, on this album, I wanted the guitarist to be very important. I wanted to start all the songs with writing with a guitar riff.
Mm-hmm.
So I was pretty brutal with the boys. I wanted them to write, great riffs. So which inspired me to write, great melodies and lyrics to them. So I think this album is a very 80s flavour, 1980, 81 flavour, because the guitarists are very important on this album. So I think that's how we started with this album,
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think in the production process, in this record, you're working again with Andy Sneap. Am I correct?
Yeah, Andy's done the last four or five albums with it.
Four.
I mean, I co-produced this one with Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Because of COVID, really. I was working in my studio, and he was working in his studio. So we basically did it together, which is pretty cool, really.
Of course. Yes, the result is great when you work with him. Because in Thunderbolt, in Battering Ram, and in Sacrifice, you work with him too.
Yeah. That's right, yeah.
Yes. Another aspect I found remarkable in Carpe Diem are the lyrics, Biff. In this record, you talk about the romance in England. Also about the Dumas book, The Three Musketeers. That's fantastic. About the adventure of D'Artagnan. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
That's fantastic.
I think that's a great story, dear.
Of
Dumas story.
Of course. The last time I saw something like this was in 1993. Remember Ross Stewart, Sting, the Canadian Brian Adams, they sang a song from the movie The Three Musketeers. Was the last time when I heard something about Dumas.
Right.
In 1993.
Yeah, definitely.
Now that's fantastic. I hear it now with Saxon. Do you think that music can be a way to transfer culture to the people?
I think music helps people to with their lives. I think the Lost All for One and Lady in Grey. I mean, basically, their love stories set in the past, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think music can move people, and I think the message of this album is a very positive message, I think. Although it's not political, the album, it's not political, but it's just a positive message to people, you know, seize the day, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Living on the limit. I try to capture the way we're feeling at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
And we need to put it across in our genre, which is heavy metal, you know. Yeah, I mean, culture is a great thing, you know. It's history, and it's everybody's history. You know, everyone on the planet has a history. They all came from somewhere, and you know, obviously in England, you know, in the UK, the history is very, very long and very interesting. You know, some countries are quite new. You know, but it's like the history of Canada. You know, it's. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting. You know, if you read about it, what's filmed about it, it's like, you know, it's like South America. That's really interesting. Like Egypt, you know that. Now they're all different cultures, and they're all different sort of civilizations that came and went. You know?
Yes, it's true. Maybe in the future you can write about the Incas Empire. Or I don't know, something in Central America, South America, that would be great.
Yeah, I mean, it would be great. You know, I mean, we've done quite a few. It would be good to do something with the Incas or the Mayas in mind, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Beef, let me tell you, you did a great job with your solo album, School of Hard Knocks. Me and you, Harold Steele, welcome to the show, School of Hard Knocks. All beautiful songs. What this album represent to you?
Well, I mean, people asked me to do solo album for a long, long time, and you know, it was great actually. It was great to do solo album soon if I get time. So it's good because you know I can write lyrics about me and myself, and you know, not songs that wouldn't really lyrically work with Saxon. So mm-hmm. Me and You, you know, is about my wife, and you know, School of Hard Knocks is about my childhood. You know, so it was good to do a solo album.
Okay. Any chance to record a second solo album?
A second solo album? Yeah, I'm going to work on one next year, I think, or maybe this year.
Oh,
here we are.
Oh, perfect. You know, that's great with you. You never rest. You continue working. It is a good example for the people, especially for the musicians.
I think work keeps you young, I think. It keeps you feeling young working. I think, you know, you have to have a mental agility, you know, to keep your mind fit. And that's the secret.
Oh, yeah. Beef, you know, you have a lot of experience in the music business. A lot. More than anybody. My question is, if you could change anything in the music industry, what would it be?
I don't know. That's a really difficult one. What would I change? I don't know what I would change. It's a very difficult question, that because everything we have now is different to what we had, you know, 40 years ago. I think a lot of things have gone for the better.
I don't know,
that's a difficult question. I'd have to think about that, sorry.
Okay. Well, I remember the first record I listened from you was Crusader, and that was a fantastic album. My God, it was in the 80s.
Yeah, Crusader was a big album, especially, you know, in America and down in Central America. It was a big, you know, in South America. It was a big album, actually, for us there.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Talking about North America, any dates on the way? In Canada, maybe?
We're putting some dates together. We've just announced there are UK tour in November. I think we're going to be announcing a European tour sometime soon.
Mm-hmm.
And America, you know, United States including in Canada.
Well, so, the people is waiting here for you.
Yeah, we do have some shows, but what the dates are, we don't know yet. We're thinking about coming maybe with Uriah Heep in a package. So that would be good, you know, 70s and 80s band together. That would be great. So we'll just keep our fingers crossed, really, and see what happens, yeah?
Okay. Beef, how would you like to be remembered by the future generations?
A good songwriter. That's it, really.
Okay. Biff, any last words in this interview?
Yeah. We love playing in Canada, all parts of Canada. It's always great, to come over there. It's a little bit, it's a lot more European to ours, you know. It's a lot more like being in the UK or France. So, we love Canada. We love the people. They're very unique Canadian people.
So,
good to be there. So, we're looking forward to coming. And it's always a bit special when we. It's a bit bad of Boone Saxon. You're listening to Rock'em Radio. Come on.
Rock'em Radio. Your rock station. We'll be right back.
Busy day. Ah! Rock on Radio Show with Gino Alash. Hard rock and heavy metal. Every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Stay heavy.
Hey metalheads, you are in the fourth part of Rock Radio Show, and we are going to listen to the Canadian heavy metal thrasher band Timo with their new single Mars Attack from their new studio album The Art of Maniac. If you like Megadeth, Municipal Waste, Axl Slayer, Timo is for you. Next, the Norwegian black metal band Abbath with their new single Dread River. After that, the Toronto's Canadian grindcore math metal power violence death metal band Depleted Uranium with their new second single Beta Particle from their new studio album Origins. Later on, Rage Behind with their new single Eminence or Disgrace. And finally, Red Handed Denial with their new single Father Said. Okay, headbangers, stay heavy and keep on rockin' Radio Show.
Hey, what's up? This is Tim Timo from Timo, and you are listening to Rock'em Radio. Stay heavy.
Yeah. This is Nick from Depleted Uranium, and you're listening to Rock'em Radio. Stay heavy. Death to those opposed.
Okay.
Radio, your rock station.
Slowly, for the seven of these are I go. It's best for me, but I don't feel the same. radio show that helps you relax and unwind after a busy day.
Rock on Radio Show with Gino Alash. Hard rock and heavy metal. Every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Stay heavy.
Hey metalheads, this is the last part of Rock and Radio Show for tonight. We'll have the music of the Finnish rock band Lily and their new single Monthly. Next, the Italian-German rock and roll band The Loyal Cheaters with their single No Saturday Nights, taken from their new album Long Run All Dead. After that, the American Ohio blues rock guitarist J. Jesse Johnson with his new track Man on a Mission from his new studio album. And finally, the original blues sound with the singer, songwriter, and guitarist Louisiana Claude and his new song Sitting in the Jailhouse. Don't forget Rock and Radio Show is broadcasted every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. via CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Please visit our Facebook page, rockandweb.com, or YouTube channel, Rockum TV, and visit rockandweb.com. Okay, metalheads, stay heavy. See you the next week. Ciao!
Rock and Radio, your rock station. Station.
I like to have a good time down at the whiskey bar. Sitting in the jailhouse, I didn't commit this crime. Sitting in the jailhouse, I didn't commit this crime. I have to call somebody to help me pay this fine. Well, I called up my ma and I called up my pa. I even called Elroy, my brother-in-law. I'm sitting in the jailhouse, I didn't commit this crime. Some joker in here just threatened my life. I'm sitting in the jailhouse, about to lose my mind. I have to call somebody to help me pay this fine.
Rockin' Radio, your rock station.
Just block my calls. I'm sitting in the jailhouse, about to do some time. I have to call somebody to help me pay this fine. I have to call somebody to help me pay this fine. I have to call somebody to help me pay this fine. The Fools Parish Sheriff Craig Webber Fine.
My name is Stephen Brooks. I'm an emergency doctor and researcher in the Faculty of Health Sciences at Queen's University. Out-of-hospital cardiac arrest affects about 35,000 people across Canada every year. The sooner treatment begins, the higher the probability of recovery. Neighbors Saving Neighbors is a pilot program to improve survival for people who experience sudden cardiac arrest in Frontenac County. Let us teach you how to do CPR, use an AED, and become a lifesaver. Consider becoming a Neighbors Saving Neighbors volunteer.
Apply today at frontenacparamedics.ca.
Hey everyone, this is Joseph Guido. I am CFRC's Airwave YGK Musicians in Residence Project Intern. Do you love local music and supporting local arts? CFRC's annual funding drive is running until December 31st, and your gift is needed to help us provide local musicians with modern, top-of-the-line equipment, space, and technical support to better showcase their creativity on our airwaves all year round. Help us raise $25,000 this year. Make your gift today via CFRC.ca.
Thousands of opinions are at our fingertips, but are all opinions informed? Does your information have a source? Is your social feed based on fact? Only facts can uncover the truth. Professional journalists are committed to balanced and nonpartisan reporting, to independent commentary. They cut through the spin to give you the information and perspective you need. Journalism is essential to democracy, a watchdog over the powerful, an independent voice. Journalism is more important than ever.
Hey, I'm Julian Taylor, and I'm excited that my radio show, The Jukebox, can now be heard on CFRC 101.9 FM out of Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario. The show is all-inclusive. I only play music that I love and think that you'll love, too. So tune in every Tuesday morning from 10 a.m. to noon right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hi, hello. It is 11 p.m. on Tuesday, November.